Tony Barker has stepped down after a number of years. They certainly are big shoes to fill.
Well, they really are. After 8 years on, leading the chair, Tone's been wonderful for the organisation, and my understanding is that it is a big gap there to fill, and for somebody with a non-basketball background, probably even bigger.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, like you say, you've got a non-basketball background, so what drew you to the Thunder?
It was just a bit of a chance meeting, actually. I have had no basketball whatsoever. My young bloke plays this year, and it's been the first time I've had any sort of influence in basketball, and all of a sudden we started going to Thunder games and chatting to people, and it was just a meeting with Nick Haywood, the head coach, that turned into something about, getting some involvement going on and what I could maybe contribute. And out of nowhere, that chat 6 months ago has now turned into me taking over his chair.
Well, I guess players don't necessarily make good coaches, and the way that sports run these days, you need someone with a bit of professional nous to actually do it, don't you?
Oh, look, my understanding is I think they understand that they probably had a bit of a gap in the business side, and the organisation is very well run. It has a very experienced board. Nick and the team on the field, on the court have a wonderful relationship, and they've had great success last year with finishing on top in an interrupted COVID season. So I think that maybe the business side is what I can contribute, and we hope to really ramp that up and get game day experience better, and really contribute to the community a little bit better as well.
You touched on the fact that they finished on top of the ladder, but they weren't awarded the championship. That's a bit of a sore point, isn't it?
Mate, it's one of those things that we've probably talked about way too often. But look, they had an amazing season. I think for people outside of basketball, and myself included, I didn't realise how well they had gone. But to have the season they had and to probably not feel that reward at the end is a bit disappointing, but I think it leaves a little bit of a fire there burning for next year.
As you said, you're leaving the on-court stuff to the people that know about that, and I guess coming into the position, you've probably got a few preconceived ideas of what direction you feel that the Thunder need to be taken off the court. So what are the sorts of things you're thinking of, James?
Oh, look, we're probably really focused heavily on the community engagement side. I'm a big one for how we can contribute out there in the wider community and what we can be doing better. And I think even junior basketball is something we can influence a lot. I'd love to see that there was just a lot more connection between us and the clubs at NWVU level. And I've already had a few of those conversations in the lead up, and everybody's so good in this basketball culture. And I feel like if we all work together and get a really good team going, we could have a really heavy impact. And I just want to keep kids in sport. I think it's one of those things that, knowing now my young bloke at 7, almost 8 years old, we want to keep him in sport. We want him to be playing team sport. And opportunities like these sometimes go by the wayside. So we want to make sure that everybody knows what they've got access to.
It's an exciting sport to be involved at the moment, isn't it? Really? Basketball's on a real all-time high in Tasmania, particularly with the Jack Jumpers getting involved in the NBL.
I think the Jack Jumpers, it was probably a bit of a two-pronged thing too, with the Boomers having the bronze medal, and then you get the Jack Jumpers coming in and the NBL Blitz coming down and spending that little bit of time with us lately, and they've done some school clinics, and it's just been a really exciting time for basketball. So I think if we continue to keep the foot down on the pedal and really ramp up, I know Nick's got some wonderful ideas with what he wants to do this year with his team, and like I say, the board is full of experienced basketball people, and I just hope that we can all work together and get a really good result for next year.
How good was it to have the Jack Jumpers on the Northwest Coast playing in the Blitz? I know that the Thunder did a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people wouldn't be aware of to actually help that to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Look, there's been a lot of meetings with NBL 1 and NBL and making sure that everything went smoothly, and the Central Coast Council were wonderful, and the stadium management were really, really good to deal with. So I think we're just a bit blessed to have teams like that at national level come down. And grassroots basketball, we're able to sit there, front row, a couple of seats back, and watch these professionals at work. So it was great for the coast, and something I think we might see for the next few years to come based on the response.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope they can get a better result than Wednesday night when the Jack Jumpers got thumped by 30 points. But I think people enjoyed the experience regardless of the result. It would have been just nicer if they'd got a win, I think.
Mate, especially after what we saw on Sunday where they went so close with a 2-point loss, and all of a sudden they came out. I think we're seeing them test a lot. We're seeing the coaches test a lot of things on court. And, sitting there with Nick and having a bit of a conversation around it and not being a basketball person, it was interesting to see his take on it. And they're finding their feet. They're a new club. It's going to be really exciting to see how they progress over the next few years.
And, of course, the Thunder now is a pathway towards that.
Oh, and that's the plan. Like I say, we're dealing with NWVU at the minute a lot and local club level. And we just want it to be that this whole thing has a really clear pathway for juniors to get into the sport and people to keep them in the sport. The idea for us is always to make sure that we've got that participation, but people know they have access to basketball. So that's going to be the plan. It is a heavy focus for us, and I've got a fairly sizable job ahead of me.
Yeah, listen, like you said, it's an exciting time to be involved in the sport. Good luck with it, James, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, mate. Pleasure.